أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد مننا على موسى وهارون ونجيناهما وقومهما من الكرب العظيم ونصرناهم فكانوا هم الغالبين وآتيناهما الكتاب المستبين وهديناهما الصراط المستقيم وتركنا عليهما في الآخرين سلام على موسى وهارون إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنهما من عبادنا المؤمنين وإن إلياس لمن المرسلين إذ قال لقومه ألا تتقون أتدعون بعلا وتذرون أحسن الخالقين الله ربكم ورب آبائكم الأولين فكذبوه فإنهم لمحضرون إلا عباد الله المخلصين وتركنا عليه في الآخرين سلام على إلياسين إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين وإن لوطا لمن المرسلين إذ نجيناه وأهله أجمعين إلا عجوزا في الغابرين ثم دمرنا الآخرين وإنكم لتمرون عليهم مسمعين وبالليل أفلا تعقلون. Indeed, we had conferred our favor upon Musa and Harun alayhi wasalam, and we had saved them and their people from the great distress. And we had helped them, and they were the ones to prevail over their enemies, Fir'aun, Haman, etc. And we had bestowed them the clear book, guided them to the straight path, and left this to continue for them in the generations to come at later times. Salams upon Musa and Harun alayhi salam. Indeed, thus do we reward those who do good, and they were from our perfect believing servants. Indeed, Ilyas alayhi salam was amongst the Rasuls as well. Behold, he had addressed his people, will you people not fear? Will you worship the Baal, false god, and forsake the best of creators, Allah, your Rabb, and the Rabb of your fathers of old? Then did they reject him, and فَإِنَّهُمْ لَمُحْضَرُونَ, they will be brought forward for punishment. Except our sincere servants. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ, and we allowed these blessings to continue for him in the generations to come in later times. Salams upon Ilyasin. Thus do we reward those who do good. Indeed, he was amongst our perfect believing servants. And Lut alayhi salam was also amongst our Rasuls. Behold, we had saved him and his house altogether, except an old woman who was amongst those who lagged behind. Then did we destroy the others. Indeed, you people do pass by their homes and their sites by the morning and evening. And will you want to people then understand? And Yunus alayhi salam was also amongst the Rasuls when he had run away to the laden ship, and he agreed to throw lots, and he was overcome. A Nabi's movement, every action of his, is the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yunus alayhi salam had become frustrated with his people on account of their shirk, their disobedience, and their disbelief. So he had departed and left them. Obviously, as being a Nabi, he would have waited for the command of Allah Ta'ala, but yet departed without the permission of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So the ship that he had boarded, that went into some trouble, and passengers on board, they felt that they should throw lots. And in throwing lots, his name had appeared, so he was overcome, and فَلْتَقَمَهُ الْحُودِ, and the fish, the great fish, had swallowed him, whilst he been blaming himself. Great people, the small errors that may seem to be like acts of worship for us, that he had departed a people that were in polytheism and shirk, in the normal circumstance, this would have been an act of ibadah for us. But the Nabi is so perfect and so great, that the smallest misdemeanor, a mistake and error on his side, will be taken very seriously by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ, had he not been from those that glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for forgiveness, then he would have remained in its belly till the day men are raised for judgment. The fish was commanded to swallow him, not as food and provision, but just that he may remain in his belly for some time. So when we had decreed, then we had commanded, as a result, we had cast him onto the bare shore, whilst he was not feeling too well, feeling feeble and weak. We caused a creeping god plant to grow over him, and thereafter we had sent him to 100,000 people, in fact even more than 100,000. Then they had believed, and we had given them some enjoyment for some time. So ask their opinion, these Quraysh, these mushriks, ask their opinion. أَرِيَبِّكَ الْبَنَاتُ وَلَهُمُ الْبَنُونَ, as God, has Allah Ta'ala reserved daughters for himself and sons for yourselves? Has he are daughters only for him and sons only for you? أَمْ خَلَقْنَا الْمَلَائِكَ, thing that was despicable in their sight, they had assigned it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was daughters and female issues. What was honorable and worthy of respect in their sight, they had reserved it for themselves. So this is what Allah ta'ala says, لِرَبِّكَ الْبَنَاتُ وَلَهُمُ الْبَنُونَ, that does your Rabb only have daughters and you have all the sons? Or has the malaika, has Allah ta'ala created the malaika as females whilst they were witness to all this? Behold, they say, from amongst the falsehood that they have invented, they say, Allah Ta'ala has given birth to a son. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ, and undoubtedly they are speaking lies. أَصْطَفَى الْبَنَاتِ عَلَى الْبَنِينَ, has Allah Ta'ala chosen daughters rather than sons? What is the matter with you people? How poor you judge. Don't you reflect? Do you have a clear proof for this claim of yours? Then produce your book and your evidence if you are saying the truth. And further to all the stupidity and madness, they had made a blood relationship between Allah Ta'ala and the jinnat, whereas the jinnat themselves know that they will be brought up for judgment and for the resurrection. Subhanallah amma yasifoon. Then glory to be to Allah Ta'ala. He is pure above all the things that they falsely ascribe to him, except our selected servants. فَإِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ, need you and the false things that you worship, false gods that you worship, you will not be able to mislead anybody except that person who is destined to go to Jahannam.